This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Strikes against charters, amateurism, disinvestment, and DeVos Trump agenda. Reporters and commentators don't know what to make of the anger and activism of teachers who are flipping the red state script and taking job actions with and without their unions to directly target governors and legislators in Oklahoma, North Carolina, West Virginia, and likely Arizona. West Virginia teachers were out 9 days until they won a full commitment from the governor and legislative leadership to fully fund increases for both teachers and state employees. Oklahoma teachers saw their governor and legislature attempt to preempt their strike with a $6,000 raise, but their demands were for $10,000 over several years, raises for school support workers as well, and huge investments in public schools that have been starved for funding for years. North Carolina teachers took sick days to go to their legislators with their demands. Arizona teachers are clearly organizing to be part of this teacher spring offensive. What's in the water at the drinking fountains and public school hallways now? Some of the credit must be given to Trump and the long-rolling scandal of his misogyny. More than 75% of the teaching workforce is composed of women, and this is a moment for women everywhere to step up and step out. Teachers are professionals. They're responsible for discipline and decorum in the classroom and often in the community as well. Talk to any of them, and you will find that regardless of political affiliation, they are offended by the tenor and tone of the national government currently. They understand they work for the government, and they see that they have been abandoned by the government and the calls for shrinking public services and closing of the public purse. They don't have to go to Washington to join and lead the resistance. They can see the disinvestment in public education right at home and in the rhetoric of their own state legislators and their knee-jerk adherence to the charter and privatization of education over recent years and in the ideological ignorance of Betty DeVos, Trump's education secretary. The West Virginia strike spark has started a prairie fire. Congress in the new budget recently left DeVos stranded like a voice in her own wilderness. She wanted to cut the budget by $9 billion. They ignored her and added $2.5 billion. She wanted to eviscerate the civil rights offices for schools, and they made such action dependent on congressional action. They slammed the door in her hands and did so without apology. Teachers in Oklahoma may not win. No strikes are a guaranteed victory, but they do guarantee that everyone will feel the pain and that lines will be drawn. Their demand for investment in more staffing and improved physical plants after years of disinvestment are going to stop the bleeding there. They had won an $18 million down payment on improvements before they stopped work. They will win more, and their action will prevent legislators from continuing to defund public schools in favor of choice, vouchers, and charters. Always remember that teachers and statewide actions like these are in every legislator's district. Public support flows from teachers to children to their parents, and legislators are being forced to remember that now as teachers flow into their offices in state capital after state capital. Strike to strike, who can gauge the results? But taken together, state after state, we'll start getting this message. So whatever happens this spring, the results will likely rebound to the good for public education and teachers for years to come. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.